You are listening to episode 845. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being here, for showing up for yourself today as you get ready to meditate. Meditation is one of the best things you can do for yourself in all areas of your life, your relationships, your health, your happiness, and your focus and productivity. So I honor you for doing this for yourself. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth, experimenting with different techniques. And every day we also have a focus, a lifestyle focus, so that you can bring your meditation ritual off your cushion or wherever you're seated meditating and into your everyday life. So today is for a Wednesday's meditation. Now, keep in mind, you don't have to listen to the meditations in sequence. You can listen to any meditation in any order you'd like to. But every single Wednesday, I share a meditation using a mudra technique. Now, you can do this meditation without the mudra, but I encourage you to try the different techniques because you never know what will work for you. Mudras are referred to as yoga in your hands. And when you position your hands in a particular way, just as when you position your body in a particular way when you do yoga, it activates or stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. And so you can receive tremendous benefits when you do particular mudras. So the mudra for today is going to support your heart health. It's a mudra to help support you if you feel nervous or tense or you feel like you want to cultivate a little more kindness in your life. Now, if you'd like to be guided in a meditation where I guide you using the technique in a beautiful meditation that lasts about 20 minutes, about 10 minutes of me guiding you and then another 10 minutes of you meditating on your own to music, you can head over to my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you can find fully guided meditations when you subscribe to a subscription meditation membership site. And it averages out to about 50 cents per day for a full guided meditation. So I encourage you to head over there if you love being guided in a meditation. But I'll get you started here sharing a technique with you and some meditation inspiration so you can bring this into your own meditation today. Our theme this week is, in fact, kindness. So in every episode this week, you're exploring how to use a different technique for kindness, to cultivate kindness in your life, kindness to yourself, as well as sharing your kindness with others. And today's lifestyle tip is all about your zest for life. So it's what is your passion, what lights you up, and how you could incorporate that more into your life. So as you get ready to sit down and do your meditation, I encourage you to try today's mudra. Now I'll guide you through the mudra and then go ahead and try it and do it in your meditation. And I'll share with you the lifestyle technique to help you with your zest for life and your passion. So I'll share with you today's lifestyle tip, and it is in regard to how our bodies are actually geared or designed, according to scientific research, to share kindness. And even Darwin, in his book on the descent of man, he argues that we are social and caring species. And he says that these tendencies towards sympathy are instinctual and evolved, and not some kind of cultural conditioning that many people think this is where kindness comes from. But actually, it is instinctual. And I'll share with you a little bit about what I shared in a previous episode with you this week about the vagus nerve as part of the parasympathetic autonomic nervous system. Now, this is the bundle of nerves that sits atop of your spinal cord, and it activates different organs such as your heart, your lungs, your liver, and your digestive organs. And this vagus nerve bundle activates feelings of warm expansion in your chest when you are moved by someone's goodness, or when you feel incredibly touched or appreciate something really fine, such as when you hear beautiful music. This is the part of your body that influences your heart. So I'll share with you, this is from the Scientific American. I'll link to this in this week's series so you can read more about it. So as you get ready to do the mudra that I've included for you to do in your meditation today, it is a heart mudra. So consider what your zest for life is, what lights you up and gets you really excited. And this can make you feel really expansive in your heart region, because it can have you experiencing compassion and kindness. And this is very beneficial for your heart. Even doctors and nurses and medical personnel are being trained on how to use human touch and different words and vocabulary to help people feel comforted and to talk to them in a kind way to help support their heart. It's shown that your heart rate goes down, you begin to relax, and it can really help you if you're experiencing stress. So the mudra today is called the Apana Vayu Mudra, and this is a mudra for heart health. Now, in the book Mudras, Yoga in Your Hands, Gertrude Hershey talks about how heart attacks, as well as chronic heart complaints, don't just come out of the blue. Usually, it's an indication of a lifestyle that should be slowed down a little bit. And this mudra that I'll be sharing with you can be used to help heal and strengthen your heart. So many heart patients are so overwhelmed with obligations that they no longer perceive what appears to be senseless from the outside world. So they just don't have time to relax, and they really have difficulty coping with stillness. It seems as though for them, something always has to be going on. And often they give support to other people, but not so much to themselves. So these quiet moments, such as what you're doing for yourself right now, nourish your soul. So this mudra, the Apana Vayu Mudra, you can see a photo of it over at the website for this week's series, which is the Kindness Meditation Series, or on my Facebook page at Sip in Om, you can see a photo of me doing this mudra. So let me explain it to you. So make sure you're just seated there nicely, getting ready to go into your meditation, making your body nice and comfortable. Your eyes may be closed. And do this mudra with both hands. What you'll do is, using both hands, just resting there on your lap, go ahead and fold down your index finger. And then have your thumb cross over your index finger and touch the pads of your middle finger and ring finger. And then your little finger is extended outward. So your thumb is touching your middle finger and your ring finger. And your pointing finger is curled downward, with your little finger just stretching outward. Very nice. You are now doing the Lifesaver First Aid Remedy for Heart Attacks. Now, continue holding this mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, always releasing it when you begin to feel a little bit tired of holding it. You can hold it for 5 to 15 minutes several times a day, and anytime you feel your heartbeat a little too fast or your pulse is beating too quickly, just do this mudra and see how it supports you. Meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit further. Always end your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.